Acts chapter 14. And in Iconium they entered together into the synagogue of the Jews, and spoke in such a way that a great multitude of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the Jews who were disobedient stirred up and ill affected the minds of the Gentiles against the brothers. Therefore they spent a considerable amount of time speaking with boldness in the Lord, who testified to the word of his grace by granting signs and wonders to be done through their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and some were with the Jews, and some with the apostles. And when a hostile attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to treat the apostles outrageously and to stone them, they became aware of it and fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the surrounding region. And there they announced the gospel. And in Lystra, a certain man was sitting without strength in his feet, lame from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking, who, looking intently at him, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped up and began to walk. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voice, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have become like men, and have come down to us." And they called Barnabas Zeus, and Paul Hermes, since he was the one who took the lead in the discourse. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was before the city, brought bulls and garlands to the gates, and wanted to offer a sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard this, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like feeling as you, and announce the gospel to you that you should turn from these vain things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all things in them, who in the generations gone by allowed all the nations to go their ways. And yet he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good by giving you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." And saying these things, they restrained the crowds only with difficulty from offering sacrifices to them. But Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, supposing that he was dead. But as the disciples surrounded him, he rose up and entered into the city, and on the next day he went out with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had announced the gospel to that city, and had made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra, and to Iconium, and to Antioch, establishing the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, and had prayed with fastings, they committed them to the Lord, into whom they had believed. And they passed through Pisidia, and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they came down to Attaleia. And from there they sailed away to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared the things that God had done with them, and that he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent no little time there with the disciples.